talk to me a little bit about why you're involved in the project, why you open your hog facilities to the public via the live farmer chats.
I think agriculture is extremely important to our family, and my husband and I try to do everything we can to ensure that it exists for our children if that's, you know, what they would choose to go into as they get older. And so we feel like we have to do everything we can to make sure it does exist and is an opportunity for them. And one of those things we have to do that's maybe different from past generations is tell our story and engage with consumers and be that voice of agriculture. And so when I was approached by the Indiana Soybean Alliance about the glass barn, they actually had initially asked me for some input on pig farmers that they could potentially feature. And I assure you, I provided them with a long list of names, one of which was not my own. So when they came back to ask if we would be one of the families, I was very honored and humbled and surprised. But I felt like it was something we had to be a part of for our children's future.
We talk a lot about investing checkoff dollars. How do you feel as a farmer, as a person that's involved in this project, about the fact that Indiana soybean farmers are investing their checkoff dollars into the glass barn?
As an Indiana soybean farmer, I am very proud of the use of my checkoff dollars for the glass barn. I think very often our checkoff dollars are, you know, spent on things that aren't necessarily very tangible to those of us, you know, in the field. I think they're spent very wisely, but it's not necessarily something we can always touch and see. And so the glass barn is an awesome way to use our checkoff dollars that we can not only see and utilize during the Indiana State Fair, but really throughout the year since the glass barn is an integral part of the Indiana State Fair's education programs throughout the year.